This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin to my left and our esteemed producer Cal Hunter behind the glass. Thank you, Cal, for all you do for us. I would like to thank KNNR 1400 AM Reno. They've been a solid supporter of our show for many years. Yep. Oh, that's rock and roll stuff. Cal is getting in. He's dancing in his... See, all we can see is a glass. He's not in the same room as us, and he's dancing. He's by himself dancing. What's that song called? Dancing by Yourself. What's that song?
Dancing with an Elf.
Oh, no. Dancing with Myself. What's the Billy one? Idol.
Billy Idol. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Welcome, KNNT 98.5 Battle Mountain. And you know what? KPKK 101.FM. Amargosa Valley.
Amargosa Valley.
Oh, we love the Amargosa Valley. By the way, those of you who don't know from the rest of the United States where that is, that's basically near Las Vegas. And it's not too far. It's closer to Las Vegas.
Yeah, kind of.
Over the mountain, right?
Yeah, I think it's over the mountain and sort of by the Area 51 area, sort of, kind of.
Ooh.
Remember, the girls at the House of Love there are out of this world.
Oh,
remember
that's
that?
Right.
That's right.
So
I've heard.
But no, it's what it says.
And they listen to our show. I heard they put our show on.
Yeah. In that little casino slash House of Love.
House of Love. We're in the House of Love. Because Radio Law Talk.
Because nothing gets you in the mood on a Saturday morning.
Like Law Talk.
Like Law Talk.
Yeah, I'm here from California. Yeah. Hold on, we got Radio Law Talk.
Just a minute. Yeah, just
they started playing Case or No Case. Ooh. It was just, oh my gosh.
Totally worked.
This shirt is so constricting.
Totally worked for me.
Oh, we digress. We love having our listeners out of Amargosa Valley. Thank you. You know, we got a big time station, KBDT, in Dallas, Texas, 1160 AM, Big Talk. What's a Big Talk Dallas?
Yeah, KB, Big Talk, Big Dallas Talk,
Big Dallas
BDT.
Talk. Yeah, KBDT, 1160 AM, Dallas. Thank you for carrying us. I think they're like a 50,000 watt or 35,000 watt.
Big Dallas Talk.
Yeah, thank you for playing us live, and thank you people back in the Dallas studios. And we love our listeners. We love our stations. If you're listening on our www.radiolawtalk.com website, call your local radio station. Say, carry Radio Law Talk. They don't have to carry it live. They can replay it.
Whatever they want.
Yeah,
but Dallas carries it on Sunday, which is weird to think what we're saying now. People in Dallas won't even hear until tomorrow, but it's okay.
Yeah. That's okay. So you can't call in, but that's all right.
KPAY in Chico, they carry us on Sunday nights.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
thank the folks there who are doing that.
Yeah, so, they're doing well. That's KPAY. K-A-P-Y.
K-P-A-Y. Yep.
Well, we have to thank, actually, you know who I like? Who's just, who's one of the recent ones is KYAH 540 AM Utah.
Yeah.
All up and down the Utah Wasatch Front.
K-Ya.
I always thought it was K-Y.
That too.
Okay, we'll call it K-Y.
K-Y. No, Tom.
No, okay.
All right. Welcome to all you people in Utah listening to us. But we're having a good time. This second hour is going to be exciting for two reasons. Number one, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. But we said it best. What is the second hour going to be called?
Second hour is Entertainment Law.
Entertainment Law, because we're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein, R. Kelly, The Bone Show, and Seinfeld. You can't get any better than those things. And then we're going to do a case or no case.
That's right, because this is the first week based upon a suggestion we had received previously that we do case or no case every hour as opposed to the first and third.
Roll it. Cal.
Oh, you're ready? You want to do it right now? Okay, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen. In this case, I take you now to Tina Jersey.
What?
A school teacher at Franklin D. Roosevelt Junior High School who just moved there from Buell, Idaho, by the name of Jedediah Winstead.
What?
Had a persistently unruly student. So we got a ruler and whacked Mr. Finney LeGrand, three times on the back of his hand. The child was humiliated and actually improved his behavior. But when the parents found out, they called the police and a lawyer. Lights and sirens. The teacher was booked on a simple assault charge, and the parents, well, they think they've won the lawsuit lottery. And so I ask you, case or no case? Now, who went first last time? I think Fred did.
Fred,
so Todd,
did.
Mr. Kunin, is this a case or is it not a case?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Let me ask
sure,
you a question.
Sure, of course, anytime.
If you can answer, what year?
That's what, exactly what I was going to ask.
What year was this?
Yes.
Well, this was in 2011.
2011.
Correct.
That these facts occurred.
That's correct.
Okay.
What? You don't like the year?
No, he's from Buell, Idaho. That's why.
What's wrong with Buell, Idaho?
Because the thought that I had...
B-U-H-L, by the way, Buell. I only know how to say it because I used to live there. So go ahead.
So the thought that I had was that this was something that occurred around the turn of the century or in 1930, because you said lights and sirens, which would indicate... Okay, so maybe that was when police cars had lights and sirens. But that it was one of these based on a true story, but never really a case. Something that happened back in the day, but it was not a case. Especially given the names. Not just the names of the cities, but the names of the... Who's our child and who's the...
Finney LeGrand. Little Finney LeGrand.
And yeah,
the
there's a name I hear all the time.
And the teacher's Jedediah Winstead.
Okay, yes.
Yet another name you hear all the time.
Okay, I'm going to say that this is based on a true story, but never became a case and materialized to anything.
Okay, based on a true story, but nothing came of it.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that you read this somewhere in some story and thought, boy, I can twist a couple of facts around and make this into a case or no case. But it was never a case.
Twist a couple of facts?
Yeah.
I'm hurt by this. I'm hurt, Mr. Penny.
I need my emotional support dog now because this
support
is,
ruler.
This has brought me back to my days in the 70s when my principal had a paddle that had holes in it. At least it had holes in it. Well, no, that's bad because you can go faster with the holes in it.
Oh, yeah, and it stings more.
And I learned. You learn how to move properly. The point is you thrust your hips forward as the paddle is starting to hit you because then it softens the blow. So that is something. My father, I love my dad. He was a Marine. He was a wonderful man, very strict with us boys. I'm glad he did because guess what? I think we turned out okay. Not perfect, but okay. And my dad used to tell us, son, or he called me Freddy, go get the stick. We would have to retrieve the stick, and it was a willow stick. Not a willow, a bamboo one with a notch on it.
Ooh.
And he would tell us, we would have to retrieve it and give it to him. And most of the time, by the way, it was, I'm not sure who did anything wrong, but Fred, you come over here with you, because I'll guarantee you.
Going to start with you.
It was probably you. And
my dad felt the same way about me.
It's funny. I look back and laugh about it, but it wasn't funny at the time. But I learned. We learned to move the hips forward. Those of you listening, the forward hip movement always makes the paddle not quite so hard. And by the way, one time, you guys ready for this? One time, I did the proper hip move, and it didn't hurt, and I shut my door in my bedroom and started laughing.
Guess what? That was not good.
The door opened up, and Dad said...
Round two.
You think it's funny, huh?
I'll give you something to cry about.
I'll tell you, I'm going ditto with Todd. My answer is... Ditto with Todd. I'm exactly right, Todd.
So you say based on a true scenario,
yep.
But never made it to court.
No. Okay. And you brought back some memories for me, Cal.
Pleasant ones.
Oh, life was good for me growing up. We'll be right back.
Corporal punishment case or no case coming up in just a minute.
Oh, that's advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny &
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Oh, did we tell the stories of our life this last segment? But it is a case or no case about the paddling of the hand with the ruler from a guy from Buell, Idaho, which is where Cal Hunter is generally from. And you know what? Both Myself and my co-host, Todd Cuden, I think we nailed it. That is a real story, but nothing ever happened with it, because I think the person that was Tommy Two-Tone, whatever he called his name, that was really Cal Hunter. That was Cal Hunter. He's going back to his childhood back in 1907 or 1911 or whatever day you were born.
Jedediah Winstead was the teacher, and the little child's name was Finney LeGrand.
Close enough to your name, Cal.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it. Well, okay.
All right. What happened?
So now let's see. The question is it a case or no case? And those of you who say this is an actual story, may I see by the raise of your hand?
Oh, well, that was not a case. I think you made something, huh?
Now, what you need to know is this is based on current law. In Idaho, corporal punishment in schools is legal under certain conditions.
Huh.
In New Jersey, it has been illegal since the late 1890s.
Wow.
So you can see how a teacher from Idaho might go to New Jersey, get a new job, and say, well, I know how to handle this problem. I'll just whack the little kid, and away we go. So it's based on current law. But it is not an actual case.
I think we said there was no case. Did we say it was a real story?
You said it was based on a true story, but there was no case.
Therefore, unfortunately,
I'm not contesting. I'm not contesting points. Cal, where in the HE double hockey sticks did you come up with the name Finney LeGrand?
Well, I used to work with an investigative reporter who worked at KGO in San Francisco named Michael Finney. And I was listening to my radio station, which plays Adult Standards in Red Bluff, one of them, and they played a song Adult Standards, music.
Sorry.
And they played a song by Michelle LeGrand. So I thought, well, Finney LeGrand, why not?
Cal's sitting there all week going, man, I got to make something up.
I got to come up with this stuff. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is
Cal.
Or no case, no points for you.
Cal, last week, when we were talking about moving to three, we still only did two case or no case because you had a third one that you still had to tweak and research and stuff.
Which I think you'll like in the third hour.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure
it wasn't the Finney LeGrand. That didn't take much finessing. That was pretty ham-handed. Okay. Ham-fisted, I would say.
Speaking of Finney LeGrand, Harvey Weinstein
there we go.
Is desperately
nice
trying to find a female lawyer. He's got his dream team going. I think he thinks he's going to have the O.J. Dream team. He's trying to get a dream team together, and he's apparently got some good lawyers lined up, but he is desperately trying to find a female lawyer that are supposedly no one is taking it at this point. But that's not a major issue, but the thing is, it's interesting that he's trying to get his dream team set up, and he's lacking a woman with, and he quote, more of a soft image, or to make his image softer.
You know,
how does that work?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so his previous attorney was successful, I believe, at a preliminary hearing in destroying a lot of the claims made by at least one victim, or alleged victim, and was successful, I believe, in getting some of those counts dismissed. So his previous attorney, a male, was very successful. Now, all of this happened. I'm going to just put on my prognostication hat here. But this all happened prior to that show of whatever we saw going on last summer with Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And you remember that during that, they brought in a female prosecutor from Arizona to ask questions on behalf of all of the GOP senators during the confirmation hearings. And the reason behind that was, if you get some old guy asking Christine Blasey Ford these questions, the optics are going to be bad. So if we let a female come in and ask the non-threatening questions or in as non-threatening a way to do it, that the optics would be better. And, well, Kavanaugh ends up getting confirmed for the Supreme Court. And I just see Weinstein looking at this going, well, why aren't I employing that strategy? How come I'm not doing that? Because, look, this worked for the optics there. In my case, is very high profile. It's all about optics in the court of public opinion. I want a woman to attack the credibility of other women as opposed to a man, because then it's going to just look like a jury that some crusty old guy is hammering on our female victims.
It does make sense. I wish Denise, the one time Denise, we needed her here, it would be interesting for Denise to talk about that from a woman's perspective and a woman's lawyer perspective. If she feels that's a little bit of an edge sometimes, depending upon the case, or at least makes it look not so bad, to cross-examine people who may have truly had some serious issues and been victimized. You've got to be very careful with that.
Yeah, and the gender of the attorney is not something new to, and being cognizant of the gender of the person asking the questions is not something new to the legal world. Remember the O.J. Simpson case? Simpson was adamant that he testify in his own defense. And so Johnny Cochran and Bob Shapiro went and found a female attorney to come in and do a mock cross-examination of O.J. And after day one or day two of a female going after O.J. Simpson, it was very apparent that O.J. had no business testifying in that trial because Marcia Clark would have mopped the floor with him.
Well, let me tell you what they should do here in Harvey's case. Let me help him out. I think what needs to happen is they need to get a glove. And they get a glove, and they have Harvey try it on, okay? And he's going to have to struggle with the glove. And then whoever is trying gets up and says, look, if it does not fit, you must acquit. And I know exactly what you boys are thinking, and I'm thinking the same thing. Whatever it takes, if it does not fit, you must acquit. Call up Marcia, or call up, I guess Johnny Cochran unfortunately has passed away, but Shapiro might be able to help him out.
Could be.
Try the glove. That thing works every time. I bring the glove every time to court with me. We'll be right back. Talk more about Radio Law Talk issues.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about...
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders scheduled his 2020 campaign rally in Brooklyn to start at the same time the president was scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Sanders' rally is in the New York borough where he was born and raised. Like in his insurgent 2016 bid for the Democratic nomination, the 77-year-old self-described Democratic Socialist is looking to galvanize progressive voters and students during his first high-profile event this campaign cycle. Sanders was introduced by his wife.
I know that might not be politically correct to identify myself as a wife, but it's one of the greatest honors of my life.
Trump making his first remarks since the end of the second North Korean summit. Sources tell CNN North Korean leader Kim Jong-un exuded confidence when he arrived in Vietnam on his heavily armored luxury train. Kim did not have a backup plan and was expecting a declaration to be signed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
Good one, Cal. That was good. That was a good segue in. Hey, Bones is a show that has been going on for quite some time. How many years? It's 2005?
Yeah, it's been on for more than a decade.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been on for 2 years. Okay, so it's the show is now canceled. You can pick it up in syndication on pretty much any of the devices you want to look for.
2005 through 2017.
That's right.
Approximately.
So it was a 12-year run, which is, you know, it's hard to find longevity in a television show anymore these days. I mean, they usually last for, you know, two or three seasons. Sometimes right. They don't even make it a season. I think The Simpsons is the longest running show that's been going nonstop since 1989.
Wow.
I believe when their first episode aired. But Bones starts in 2005, and it's a creative show. I mean, I don't know that it ever really jumped the shark. Kudos if you know what that term refers to.
No, I don't.
We'll get to that. So there's a trivia. Anybody want to weigh in? If you want to weigh in, go ahead and hashtag us at Twitter, case or no case. You can use hashtag case or no case or hashtag Radio Law Talk. Anybody want to weigh in? If you know what the term jump the shark refers to, what it refers to in the industry and what it refers to in terms of its origins.
Or you can call 855-LAW-RADIO.
Yes.
You don't have to be on the air. You can just tell Cal.
I'd be curious if anybody knows. But Bones didn't jump the shark, and you know, very end, but they decided to go ahead and cancel. But
was this the same as our case or no case last week?
I don't know.
Might just be.
Oh, whoa, given the title. Oh, my gosh.
Next.
Okay, now I know where you're coming
from. Those of you
from.
Who listen to our show, you know what we're talking about next.
We're back to Harvey Weinstein, the fit doesn't fit glove. So so what we've got, though, is there was a dispute between the actor producers. The two long-running actors in the show actually became producers, which is very common to happen where they start getting paid based upon the profits of the show, not just their normal SAG scale. And they had a beef with the distribution end of Fox, claiming that they weren't being paid their fair share based upon amounts that Fox was receiving from entities over in Europe and Hulu and Netflix for the syndication and for all of that, they weren't getting their money.
Just like the other case we talked about, which was The Walking Dead.
That's right. And recently, there was an arbitration award in the favor of these two actors.
Okay, stop. Get ready for the drum roll. We got it. Just find a drum roll, Cal, because this is interesting.
Wait.
All right, here we go.
Hold on.
And the amount of the arbitration award was $179 million.
What?
Wow. That is no small chunk of change for a couple of actors, which gives you an idea.
And that was arbitration.
It gives you an idea of how much money these shows make in syndication, okay? Because this was just an award based upon the amount they should have been paid, their portion of what they should have been paid. But the arbitrator ruled that the producers of Fox actually engaged in a lot of unsavory behavior. I was reading other articles that dealt with the initial allegations that were filed. At times they would say that, well, you're going to have to take a lower amount for production, and if you don't, this is what they're saying to the actors, if you don't, then we're going to have to cancel the show. This is the longest running and most successful show, one of the most successful shows in Fox history. There were no shortage of advertisers lining up to put their spots. There's no reason that show should have been canceled.
So they would hang the sword of Damocles over them with the idea of saying this is just another heavy-handed negotiation technique.
Absolutely.
Right. And they slide it over to the Netflix, to the Amazon or whatever.
By the way, who was the first or one of the very first pioneers in actors taking over their own show and producing it themselves? This is
Andy Griffith.
Oh, Lucille Ball.
Really?
And Desilu Productions.
Wow.
They had their own studio. They had their own distribution.
Kind of like Oprah.
Yeah, after a very short little period of time, she said, what am I paying you guys to do this for? I want to make all that money. And she did, and good for her. And then after that, the next really big, big one was James Arness from Gunsmoke. He ended up being the producer of that show as well through CBS. So these are all old TV stars that made their living, not just acting, but on the producer's
side. That's great.
But when that is going on, back then, the distribution was pretty simple. Yeah. I mean, distribution was you get paid for what happens when this show shows up on the television, because you didn't have internet. You didn't have, these shows were never shown on the big screen. There were no computers that they were shown on. There was no question that there was only one outlet for these shows to be played.
And that was television, and it was either in prime time, in other words, original programming and some reruns, or it was in long-term reruns or so-called syndication, and that was it.
And as television progressed and more mediums came forward for these shows to be seen, you know, you have cable channels, okay? Then you have the network channels, and then you have to deal with cable channels. And then you get the reruns and when that's coming out. And they have agreements to cover that. I still feel like the industry is trying to catch up with the different avenues and methods of publication for these shows now. They haven't quite fully got a grasp on how Hulu and Netflix on-demand systems. What if it's, Fox has their own on-demand app network now that you can pay Fox and watch shows directly from there, which cuts into Hulu and Netflix's programming. They haven't really dealt with this, and so
producers of the show, Fox, are doing what all employers try to do. What's the least amount we can pay to make the most amount of money? And they're doing it on the backs of the actors in those contracts.
Well, not all employers do that, but I'm going to say this. Here's the deal.
Name some who don't.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, let me clarify that, because your point is well taken. I think all employers have, in their mind, when they're looking at their balance sheet, what's my cost for labor,
right?
And how can I get the most for what I have to spend in labor? How can I spend
normal business
practice, where it becomes not is where you try to skirt the law in your labor costs. And I'm not saying that all employers do that, because I know you employ people, and I'm not asserting that, Fred.
Well, all I'm trying to say is the following. This, what's interesting is we've discussed this a number of times. This is not the first or the last case, like you said, The Walking Dead. The big issue is a lot of these contracts were done prior to the big hit of the Amazon movies, the Netflix, the Hulus, and they're trying to figure out how that fits.
That's right.
And because it doesn't say in the contracts anything really specifically about this, and that's why the courts are having to determine this.
If I sign a contract in 2005 to produce a show like might have happened here, and I'm entitled to royalties in perpetuity, the residuals, well, back then it was, what am I going to be paid if this thing goes into syndication, if it goes into that, and it was very limited. The whole idea about Netflix and Hulu wasn't really on the radar for them.
But right? VOD, video on demand, was just not an option. By the way, we did get an actual tweet from Red Bluff, California, regarding a Jump the Shark.
Oh, do tell. Oh.
So someone there says this was when Fonzie in Happy Days tried to develop ratings for the series by having a stunt in which he would jump a shark tank in his motorcycle. It didn't save the series. He failed to
that
jump.
That is exactly
the shark. I want to hear about that.
That was the episode. They were the Happy Days crew had gone out to L.A. because somebody had been discovered, and Fonzie was going to jump a shark that they had trapped out in the bay, and that was the episode, and it's now a term used in the industry for when a series has hit the part where the storylines now are just getting so ridiculous, we got to pull the plug on this one.
And so you jump the shark.
It's when a series jumps the shark, it's time to pull the plug.
It's either a last-minute desperate measure to take the show in a new direction, or some desperate plot ploy because the writers have just run out of stuff to say.
Or do you just hire Fonzie to come do something?
You just hire Fonzie to come in. One last thing about Hulu and how this is taking place. You know, Steven Spielberg recently is catching a lot of flack because one of the Oscar-winning films was a Netflix original. And Spielberg has come out and said he does not believe that Netflix and Hulu-produced shows should be in contention for Oscars in Academy Awards because they're not movies.
Yeah, unless they go on the big screen, that would be okay. But I think he kind of might have a point.
It's all changing.
He says that should all be Emmys television.
Right.
It's all changing. We're going to come back and finish up our segment on entertainment. We're going to talk about R. Kelly is having some issues. Those of you who don't know, he's a singer. And then we're going to talk about Seinfeld's lawsuit about his Porsche. We talked about it last week. He sells really good exotic cars, and he has them. He sold a Porsche where he's getting sued. These people are claiming that it's not the original that he claims it is, but some sort of a replica. So he's cross-complaining it now, or somehow suing the one that sold it to him. We will be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know what? You guys have to. We love to talk about everything to the side. You should have looked at Cal. He was doing something, and he came back on. His headset was on, is like the top that goes on top of your head. It was like by his eyes.
You know who he looked? He looked like Geordi LaForge from Star Trek: The Next Generation. Who was blind, and he had that visor that he used to wear.
Oh yeah, he had like his visor. He
was there
trying
we go.
He was trying to put his headset. I couldn't. It was over his eyes, and he's grabbing the mic, and he's stuck in his. Oh, you had to see it. Okay,
well,
all right.
Yeah. Sorry, you couldn't catch all that.
Yeah,
that was visual.
R. Kelly. R. Kelly's a kind of a rap R&B artist. One of the best, apparently one of the most successful R&B acts of all time.
Yeah.
And you know, those of you, again, who have been living under a rock, he has been allegedly, it's all allegations, brought 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse against him by 4 victims. And there has been accusations, you know, going on for some time against him. And he turned himself in to the police. And he has a $1 million bail set, which means you have to come up with 10%.
That's right.
Which is $100,000 cash. And he can't come up with it.
Well,
Let's clarify that.
But he couldn't. He couldn't. Could. He has.
Yes. Yeah. Has he recently? I didn't know. But I know he couldn't at first.
A girl, a young woman that he met at some event who runs a daycare center, I think, ended up posting, coming up with the cash. But he couldn't do it out of his own pocket. No way. Yeah.
Just to clarify for bail, okay, so if the court imposes the $1 million bail, all right, the court's not the one saying, but if you only come up with 10%, we'll do this. What happens is you have bail bonds companies that essentially act as loan agents.
And they don't have it there.
And they come to you and they say, well, we will post your $1 million bond, but you have to give us $100,000, 10%, so we'll post your million. And after this is over with, by the way, you don't get your $100,000 back. That's our cost for
doing
business.
Insurance premium. And by the way, one of the most popular companies, you may not know this, in terms of who posts bail is the Mutual of Omaha company.
Really? And that was a big thing in California. They fought. They were trying to get rid of, because there's some states that don't have bail bondsmen. And Illinois, Chicago, where this is happening, does not have bail bondsmen who will go ahead and say, hey, give me the title of your home and we'll bail you out. So that is an issue. He had to come up with $100,000. He couldn't, apparently. This was the first I've heard that he had someone help him out. Here's some interesting things about R. Kelly, who it tells you about just, you know, how just blowing your money is so difficult. He's claiming that he doesn't have any money due to poor mismanagement. And he's apparently owes more than $169,000 unpaid child support to his ex-wife, who has been told to make $20,833 a month payments. He is being evicted from his, apparently, or they're trying to evict him from his studio where he lives in Chicago, claiming that there's more than $166,000 in unpaid rent. This is all coming from CNN.com. And also, he has two homes in suburban Atlanta that he has past due rent on also. So this poor guy is, and I say poor, I'm not saying I feel bad for him, but you know, you do to some degree. You don't want people to have hard times falling themselves. But look at this. This guy went from the top.
That's right.
To now he's just can't even come up with his $100,000 bail.
Now, R. Kelly has had allegations following him around for years. There was a previous allegation that he had done something with an underage individual, and I believe he skirted or he avoided liability for that.
Skirted?
In this one here, remember, Michael Avenatti is a name that is frequently brought up on the show because of his involvement with Stormy Daniels and President Trump and all of that. Avenatti, a couple months ago, actually had claimed to have a video of R. Kelly engaged in sexual activity with an underaged female. That was his claim.
His allegation.
And he turned that over to the authorities in Illinois. And shortly thereafter, this charge against R. Kelly came forward. Now, I don't know to what extent, if at all, the video is relevant here, but they do claim that they have pretty substantial evidence, which is, you know, one of the reasons why you have the $1 million bond. I don't know on these charges if I would be interested to find out if the $1 million is bail schedule for this offense, or if this is an amount that the prosecution sought, claiming, Your Honor, we need to exceed bail schedule, and then going into all of the things about his life with the amount of money that it has. I guarantee you that if a prosecutor was seeking increased bail, they're going to say this is an award-winning artist who has sold millions of albums. They're going to claim that he has a ton of money, and then they're going to say that he's a flight risk, and that's the argument that they're going to make to get a $1 million bond. Well, if he comes back and says, I can't even make the $100,000 to get out, part of this could be a ploy to later argue to have bail reviewed with the court to say it needs to be lowered, because if I had all that money, Your Honor, I'd have been able to bail out, but I spent 3 or 4 days in jail before a friend loaned me the money. Lot of moving parts here, Cal.
Also, the flight risk. The other thing that they take into account is the risk to the general public if this person is still out circulating based on the severity or the type of crimes that he's alleged to have committed, right?
That's right.
To have committed, pardon me.
In California, and I think a lot of states
follow suit. There are the two main considerations, if you will, for bail are to assure the defendant's appearance at future court dates and the risk to public safety if the person is out. And in the code it says, and the risk to public safety shall be the primary concern.
Right.
And so, yes, that point is well taken, Cal, that if this person is out, there's a risk not only to the general public, but possibly a risk to the people that could be potential witnesses in this case.
Well, here's the other thing that I think we haven't brought up. I'm curious about, and again, I don't have an answer, so maybe we can talk about a later show. What about recording someone without their permission? Was this a recording done without his permission? And some states, there's rules. Every state's different on rules of recording someone. And if this was recorded by someone without his permission, I don't know.
Well,
and if it, is it admissible?
Here's an interesting distinction there. Okay, because the wiretap rules that are in place, some states are what's called a single-party consent, which is if I'm having a conversation with you, Fred, over the phone, and I want to record it, well, I'm a party.
And Utah has that.
And I can consent to it, even if you don't know about it,
yes.
That's fine. In California, it's two-party consent.
Right.
If I'm going to record a conversation, you got to know about it, and I got to know about it. In Utah, it can be single-party.
Single.
Do you remember the Monica Lewinsky thing with Bill Clinton, and it was recorded by Linda Tripp? Well, it fell under the jurisdiction of Washington, D.C., where that happened, which was a single-party consent state, which is why Linda Tripp was able to record that and not get in much trouble, even though Monica Lewinsky didn't know it was being recorded. Now, here's the interesting thing about case law. That applies to audio recordings.
Right.
What
that's
do you do when you have video with no audio? And that has come up. If you have video with no audio, courts, last time I looked into the issue, they're kind of split as to what do we do with that, because there's really no, well, I suppose you could say there's the communication of love going on, but there's really no audio communication going
on. That was with a capital L, it sounded like.
Yes. I saw this come up in... with the nanny cam issues and stuff like that, and
right.
Security. You know, and they had to be very careful. Like in California, if it applied, for example, to audio and video, well, then every person that has a security camera that doesn't have audio in their house would arguably be violating the law to take non-audio video of somebody coming up to your house, right? And so they can't make it, they can't say it applies across the board to video, otherwise all
right.
of these would go out, and
right.
they got to think about that.
Right.
So be curious to see what happens here.
It's a case also where the law fails to keep up with technology.
It can't.
Technology,
they just can't.
Right. They're always behind the curve, and it has to be. Yeah.
It's so fast, Cal. They can't keep up. But really quick, we got 1 minute left, but I just want to tell you, this is not super important. Seinfeld sells his 58 Porsche. We talked about it last week.
Yep.
He's getting sued because it's not supposedly not authentic. So now he's coming back and going back to the car dealer he bought it from and suing them. And the reason is because he's saying, you know what? You said it was authentic. It wasn't. So that's more of our entertainment.
I see this being a Seinfeld thing. Maybe say, I'm not admitting that it's authentic or not, but what I am saying is, if I go down on this, you're going down on this.
You presented it.
You're the one that sold it.
Yeah, you presented it to me as authentic. Here we go. Right.
Third hour, we're going to do a case or no case. And the most important thing we're going to talk about is a South African pastor facing lawsuits over an alleged resurrection. And what happens in the Bible in the old days? We're going to talk about who's going to be sued. We'll be back, third hour.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Hour number three is coming right up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.